This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden gave his first address from the Oval Office Friday to tout the passage of a bill to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he will sign into law on Saturday the bill passed by Congress this week to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending after nail-biting negotiations. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed a bill that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default on the nation's debts as early as June the 5th.
Look, the only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus. And that's what I work to do as your president, you know, to forge bipartisan agreement where it's possible and where it's needed.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The latest deadly train crash in India happened Friday when two passenger trains derailed. Officials say more than 280 people were killed and more than 900 injured.
Crowds of people swarmed the wreckage of a train car in the eastern Indian state of Odisha after two passenger trains collided. Authorities say one of them, called the Howrah Superfast Express, derailed on Friday and became entangled with the other train, called the Coromandel Express. Images from the horrific scene showed rescuers climbing up the mangled wreck of one of the trains to find survivors. Scores of injured passengers were rushed to area hospitals for treatment. One official said there were over 800 people hurt.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. United States and allies clashed with Russia and China over North Korea's failed launch of a military spy satellite this week in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, which Moscow and Beijing refused to condemn. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and its allies should not support a ceasefire or peace talks to end the war in Ukraine until Kyiv gains strength and can negotiate on its own terms. Blinken said in Finland on Friday that heeding calls from Russia and others for negotiations now would result in a false Potemkin peace that wouldn't secure Ukraine's sovereignty and or enhance European security. He argued that a ceasefire allowing Russian President Vladimir Putin to consolidate control over the territory he has seized and rest, rearm, and reattack would not bring a just and lasting peace. Kyiv has given confusing signals about whether a counteroffensive is coming or already underway. Canada is facing one of its worst ever starts to wildfire season, with more than 10 times the average area typically burned by this time of year already scorched. Rachel Faber reports.
Canadian communities are grappling with one of the worst starts to wildfire season on record, with forest fires burning in nearly every province across the country. Here's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Communities are being displaced. This is a scary time for a lot of people from coast to coast to coast. Our number one priority is keeping Canadians safe and making sure that they have the support they need.
The Canadian Armed Forces have been helping fight fires in Western Canada since early May, and troops were sent to Nova Scotia on Thursday. The Eastern Province has had nearly 200 wildfires, and more than 19,000 hectares have been burnt. That's compared to just over 3,000 hectares last year.
Rachel Faber reporting for Reuters. Two more members of the group Oath Keepers have been sentenced for taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Florida men who stormed the Capitol with other members of the Oath Keepers group have been sentenced to 3 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and other charges. David Morshell, a neurophysiologist from Punta Gorda, and Joseph Hackett, a chiropractor from Sarasota, were convicted in January along with other members of the anti-government extremist group for their roles in what prosecutors described as a violent plot to stop the transfer of power from former President Donald Trump to President Joe Biden after the 2020 election. All told, 9 people associated with the Oath Keepers have been tried for seditious conspiracy, and 6 were convicted. Norman Hall, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.